Mr. Beast was recently on a podcast with Mark Zuckerberg, and he begged him for one feature, and that feature has finally been delivered. Zuckerberg has done a solid for Mr. Beast and has announced a new feature called AI-powered translations, which is happening to the videos on their platform. This is really cool. We're going to dive into everything going on with this and some of the backstory, which is kind of fascinating in my opinion. Before we do that, Jamie, why don't you tell them about the AI Hustle school community?
Yeah. So if you've not heard of our school community yet, you need to go check it out. It's just called AI Hustle, but it is a community where each week we release bonus content over there, and we dive deep into how we are using AI to make money and grow our businesses. So this week I did an episode about an app idea I had for short-term rentals. I went over to Lovable and tried vibe coding for the first time and kind of learned a lot, actually. So I learned some things you shouldn't do, some things you should do. And so I talked all about that. But it's just a really, this community is really just a great place to kind of dive deeper into different topics. I mean, Jaden is an expert with AI music streaming, and he makes, you know, thousands of dollars each month doing that. So it's a really great place. There's over 300 members currently, and it's $19 a month. So if you lock that price in today, it will never be raised on you. But sad news, or news, this is should be good news for you, but next week we're raising the price. So if you want to lock that $19 in, you got to do it this week. We're going to be raising it for the next 4 to 5 weeks in a row. So, you're going to want to get over there and check it out. But let's talk about Meta and their new language translation, which may not seem like that groundbreaking, but it really is in the world of creating content. I was one of those back about a year and a half ago. My YouTube channel felt like it was at a plateau, and I was like, well, maybe I could try to reach a different language, because the Spanish community, you know, there's a lot of people in America and worldwide that I think would be interested in our content. So, I think at the time it might've been 11 Labs. No, there was another one that could, do some YouTube video translations, but it would only do like a minute at a time. And I would have had to make a separate YouTube channel, all this stuff. So there's really a lot of roadblocks to, reaching another language. Mr. Beast had the funds to do that, so he did it anyways. He had people dub all his videos, but this is kind of like an auto dub in a sense using AI, which is really, really cool. So it looks like it's at this point for your content, like your short form content, if you want to post it, it'll automatically translate it and lip sync it to another language. So Jane, what do you think about all this?
Okay, this is so cool. Yeah, it's kind of funny. I think they announced it last year that it was going to be something they're working on. Mr. Beast famously asked Mark Zuckerberg if he would add it, and Zuckerberg's like, yeah, we'll prioritize it. And so basically what happens is you upload a reel, and then there is a translate your voice with Meta AI option that you go and toggle on. And you can basically toggle on three things. Number one is translate voices with Meta AI. Boom. The next one is add lip syncing. So you can actually do it without, where it's just going to do like a voiceover kind of, but it's not synced up to your lips. But you can actually make this synced to your lips. It does say not all videos can be lip synced, but your videos will still be translated. So, you know, I mean, if like the language is super different, and then it wouldn't really line up, but they'll try their best to make the lips sync up, which I think involves basically using AI to change like what your lips are doing. So that's like, yeah, so that's crazy. Yeah, we're using AI on the video and AI on the audio. But like, if you think about it, this is an absolute no-brainer. Like, why would you not do this if you could get access to like 100 new languages by just turning this on? Reach for reels is going to go way up, especially if you have, you know, really popular viral content. Like, this is, in my opinion, really, really smart. The third thing you can toggle on is review before publishing. So translations and lip syncs will not be published until you review and approve them, which I think is interesting. I guess for people with bigger channels and bigger followings, they're going to definitely want to probably individually review it to make sure everything looks good. But you can also imagine, like, if this thing was, you know, translated into 20 languages, having to go and review every single one and make sure that, like, I don't know, it sounds good, especially if you don't speak the languages, then it might be, I don't know, a lot of people probably won't even care and we'll let it get published. I think a lot of creators, but if you're a big channel and you're really trying to be professional or a business, you might actually have someone like review it or look at it, make sure nothing weird happens. But overall, that is a phenomenal feature. And I think it's going to be kind of cool if you, like, you can imagine being on Reels and like you'll start seeing content from people in Brazil or in, you know, France or like some other country where it's like content that you enjoy, but you know, it's just not translated. I know for myself, like, I've like gone through phases where I've watched like a whole bunch of like airsoft videos, and they're always filmed in like Europe, a lot of them in France, where they have like these big, huge like airsoft tournaments, and like they're speaking in French. And like, I happen to speak French, so that is not so bad. But like, you know, if someone's talking in Spanish or Swedish or something, this would be amazing to kind of have this and actually understand what's going on in some of these videos. So to me, this is very cool.
Yeah, I would like to see a demo of it too, because I feel like, you know, the lip syncing thing especially is kind of mind blowing to me. It does say in the, you know, in the video that it recommends that if you're going to try this feature, that you actually face the camera and that you are, you know, relatively close. I think, you know, it's not going to be like, you're not going to be able to like having a conversation or turning your head much. I think it's probably mostly for like talking head videos at this point. But I think, you know, it also says to, yeah, avoid covering your mouth. It does say it supports up to 2 speakers. So, but they shouldn't talk over each other, which makes sense. You know, if you have multiple voices, it's going to probably confuse the AI and not be able to translate as well.
Yep. Then the other thing that I will mention as well is when they're launching this right now, it's only going to be happening from English to Spanish or Spanish to English. So those are the 2 languages. They'll be rolling out more in the future, but just so you know, that's all. And you're only able to actually use this feature if you have 1,000 or more followers. And basically all public Instagram accounts are going to be able to use this. But again, it's still only English to Spanish and Spanish to English. So we're going to have to wait a little while before more languages get added. Overall, super, super excited about that. I think, you know, now is probably a better time than ever to, if you haven't focused on Instagram a lot, to look at that platform as a massive growth potential, especially with the uncertainty around TikTok and how much YouTube shorts are growing. Jamie and I both really recommend, for whatever your business is, short form content is the number one way to basically get the word out, grow marketing. And you can make one clip and post it on Reels, TikTok, Instagram, and, you know, other platforms as well. So it really, you could get a lot of traction from one particular clip. And I think it's probably very, very worth it right now. I mean, LinkedIn and X, like both of those also are doing adding short form, and that kind of stuff is taking off as well. So I think it's a good area right now to invest some time and energy into, just given basically how much benefit you can get out of it, how much ROI you get out on one video now.
Yeah. And I think I'll add this too, because I think Meta is trying to kind of unify some of their platforms together under one umbrella. Like the Facebook and Instagram have always been separate. So if you want to post on Facebook and then Instagram, you have to do it separately. But they now have, for creators, allowed you to combine the two, so it'll post to both automatically, which is a huge time saver. And you could even post some of your most popular old Instagram reels over to Facebook reels, like post old content over there automatically, which I think is cool. So I'm wondering if this feature, if you're able to do that with some of your old content too, like some of your best performing old content, if you could have it translated. To get that going right away, I feel like is a no-brainer. So
yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And the other thing that I do think is really cool is, so right now it's just the Spanish and English and more to come, but you actually, they have opened up the option for you, if you want, you could pay someone, or you could use something honestly like 11 Labs that could do a voice dub, and you can just upload like a voice dub audio that it will add. So like you can select different languages. In their example, it's like Chinese, Arabic, French, German, Indonesian, Hindi. Like you can go and basically get 11 Labs to do the dub, and you upload the audio files yourself on Meta. Right now they're only doing that voice clone on English and Spanish. More to come in the future, but you it's actually really cool that they're allowing you to upload more. So basically, especially for bigger teams and businesses, like really this is opening up a massive market where you're able to get one piece of content. Oh, and they also have it, so like they have a new analytics dashboard where you see your analytics per language, which is, it's, I don't know, to me this is really cool.
That's intense. Yeah, that's crazy. I think that'd be really handy. Like if you have, let's say there's someone who's a German immigrant in the USA and they want to, you know, make content for back home and America, you know, they can make it, they could do that pretty easy now, hopefully easier in the future once they come up with the German AI dubbing too. Yeah. But that's cool.
Super cool. Okay, so here's a direct quote from Meta on all of this, by the way, as we wrap up. Basically it says, "We believe there are a lot of amazing creators out there who have the potential audiences who don't necessarily speak the same language. And if we can help you reach those audiences who speak other languages, reach across cultural and linguistic barriers, we can help you grow your following and get more value out of Instagram and the platform." I mean, also for Meta, let's translate that to say, we think we can make more money if we put the best English content in Spanish, the best Spanish content in English, and more viral things probably is more higher quality experience. And so, you know, they can serve more ads, but also creators are growing their audiences. They're able to sell more, get more from brand deals. So overall, I think like this is fantastic. I think we'll see high quality content doing better and better because basically you make one piece of high quality content and now it's going to get distributed to so many more mediums. And I think we'll probably see something similar from TikTok and YouTube, who also have these kind of technologies, and probably everyone eventually. So focus on that short form content. I think this is probably, if never you've had it before, this is kind of, I think, a call to action. I will personally be doing more short form content starting this week, because of this and a couple other things that are going on right now. So I think it's a really good time to get into it.
Hey, if you enjoyed this episode, be sure to leave us a rating and review wherever you're listening. I really appreciate those and they help our podcast out a lot. And again, check out the AI Hustle School community if you want to learn how you can make some money on the side or grow your business using AI. Thanks for listening and we'll see you next time.